Well, y'all been having a time the last few weeks, hadn't you, with that old harmonica player? Yes, sir. I know that kid. I've taught him everything he knows, too. They ever have a liar's line here, my son always tells me, Dad, you better get in that liar line. You ain't telling the truth. Well, this first song, you guys, you just sit back and relax, okay? But I need you. I need you later. Okay. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, yeah. Man, I love this song. This is where my life was. Thank you, Lord, for pulling me up. I faced a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. Well, I know it's been a while, so Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert,
oh yeah,
to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain,
oh yes it does,
to trust you and believe.
Oh yeah.
A lot of you been here. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but I'm here, I will admit, it's brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold. Trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Sometimes it takes a desert.
to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Right, Carol? Man, my buddy, he lost his dad last week. Man, I've been just praying and praying for him. God, give him peace. Thank you, Lord God. We're nothing without Jesus. Nothing without him, in Christ alone. Christ alone will I glory, though I could pride myself in battles won. For I've been blessed beyond measure, and by his strength alone I overcome. Oh, but now I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hands, for those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone I place my trust and find my beyond my weakness to my needs. Oh, but now I seek no greater honor, oh, than just to know him more, oh, than to count my gains but losses to the glory.
Christ alone. You know, many have found that relationship with the Lord, that they've seen him walk through the journey, and the battles, the peaks and the valleys, the highs and the lows, and they've truly discovered that he had never left them. He'd never forsaken them. They are the ones that exemplify the song that Skeeter just sang, that in Christ alone. Back scriptures, Paul says, in Christ alone I live and move and have my being. He even went so far as to say, as it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. In the life that I live by faith in the Son of God. Who is that? Jesus Christ. In Christ alone. In Christ alone. But you know, Jesus always has been, currently is, and most likely always will be a very controversial name. Started out at his birth, they sought to kill him. All through his life, he astounded people. You know, as a little boy in the temple, he astounded the educated and the scholars. Then as he began his ministry, he no doubt got people's attention. Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they said, remember, he asked all of his disciples, whom do men say that I am? And they say, some say, thou art John the Baptist, or Elias, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Who do you say that I am? You see, who you say that he is, who you're convinced that he is, who you're persuaded that he is, who you confess that he is, he whom you put your trust in is who you believe in. So he says, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and he said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus, very controversial person. Some have said, some say now, some will say later. But what's relevant to you is who do you say that he is? Jesus' life has been scrutinized more than any other life in history. His life so impacted this planet that they even set time in history because of his life. B.C., before Christ. A.D., Anno Domini, which means the year of our Lord. Many books, movies have been made about Jesus. Popular films such as, and I got a bunch of stuff wrote down here, Jesus of Nazareth, The Da Vinci Code, The Passion of Christ, King of Kings, The Last Temptation of Christ, just to name a few. The media has long examined the question of who Jesus Christ really is. Media, many books. The Bible, no one really knows how many copies of the Bible have been printed. But the latest findings that I can come up with cover up to the year 1992. And it's estimated that some 6 billion copies in more than 2,000 languages and dialects. No doubt that the Bible is the best-selling book of all time. And it asserts the deity of Jesus. But whom say you that I am? Man is judged, is judging, will judge this man Jesus. Is he a myth or is he a miracle worker? Is he really who he claims to be or is he a folklore? Is he a legend? Is he actually God in the flesh? Who is this Jesus? Well, if there's going to be a judgment, there has to be a trial. There has to be a hearing. And in order for that to happen, there have to be eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses are people with firsthand knowledge, not hearsay, not secondhand. Firsthand knowledge. I'll play the role of the prosecutor or the questioner. And for my first witness tonight, I'd like to call the cousin of Jesus, John the Baptist. What do you think? And who do you think that Jesus, who is called the Christ, is? John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." Oh, but what do you think, Peter? As we just read in this passage of Scripture, Peter responds, "He is the Christ, the Son of the living God." How about John the Apostle? Tell us what you think. John would respond in 1 John 2:22, "Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ?" Thomas, you doubted the resurrection of Jesus, yet you died in India because you would not deny his resurrection. What happened to change your mind? Thomas replied, "I said, unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And Jesus said to me, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands. And reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And I said, "My Lord and my God." Formerly known as Saul of Tarsus, you were called the chief persecutor of the church. You received a letter from the high priest to hunt down and arrest Christians. What do you think about this Jesus? Who say you that he is? He said, "Well, sir, I was traveling on a road called Damascus. And there I had an encounter that knocked me off of my horse. It changed my life. And I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them as dung, that I may win Christ." What about you, young Samaritan lady? What have you to say? "Well, I was at the well to get water, and there I encountered this man Jesus. And he told me that I'd been married 5 times, and the man that I was living with now was not my husband. He told me all things that I had ever done. Is this not the Christ? And you, sir, who claim to have been born blind, what have you to say?" "Well, all I know is this. I once was blind, but now I see." Oh, let's hear from the angel of the Lord who brought the news of Jesus' birth to tell the court, please, if you would, what your announcement was that holy night. The angel said, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And you, Jewish leader, Pharisee who plotted the death of Jesus, what do you think of this Jesus? Well, he healed on the Sabbath. He ate with sinners. He also claimed to be God. Pilate, you're in the court. You spineless politician. You interrogated him. You questioned him. What do you have to say about this Jesus? I find no fault in him. Mr. Centurion, mighty man, you helped nail Jesus to the cross. You watched him die. You saw the skies turn black and felt the earth shake. What do you have to say? Surely, this was the Son of God. Oh, and you foul creature from hell, demon, what think you of Jesus of Nazareth? Luke 4 and 34, the demon replies, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Oh, the devil. What do you think of Jesus the Christ? Luke 4 and 41, the devil responds, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus, you're in the courtroom today. If you dare not take the Fifth Amendment, but will step on the stand, will you tell us who you are? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the resurrection and the life. He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. But I'm not come at this time to judge. I've come to seek and to save that which is lost. I've come that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. I've come to set at liberty those that are bound. I've come to heal the sick. I've come to be the father to the fatherless. I've come that you might pass from death unto life. What will you do with Jesus? Who do you say he is? Would you bow your head for just a moment?